It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, yeah, hello. Just like that, Thursday's rolled around and we are back. JT and the wonderful Grant Lee.
Hello, JT. How are you this fine day?
I love Thursdays.
So do I.
Great. I just look forward to talking movies. And yeah,
you get to see me as well.
I do. Now, when is this festival thing kicking off for you in Tamworth, the country music festival? Because we'd be getting very close now, wouldn't it? We'd be like 24 hours
it's
away?
Tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they've already closed some roads around town already. I go walking early in the morning and all of the caravans are all in Riverside at the moment. They're all the motels are starting to fill up. People are here already. And I must say they've been coming into the movies, which has been really good. Song Sung Blues been very popular with a lot of people, especially our towns. And the reason we know they're our towners because they're wearing country music hats. Yeah. And also the Czech, you know, the country shirts, you know, the Czech shirts?
Yeah. The flannels, right?
The flannel. Yeah. And you know that locals don't wear that. So we know they're out of towners.
I used to wear Czech shirts around. We're talking like 2014, 2015, 2016 here, so it was a long time ago.
As I said, a lot of the out-of-towners always wear those sort of things.
I was born and bred in Sydney, Mr. Lee. I was not always a Tamworthian. Now, okay, and school holidays have been good. That's great.
Yeah, they've been really good. Yeah. The kids have been wonderful. We've had some groups all in, and I know our other cinemas have all had groups in for all the school aftercare, out of hours care, they've been coming in. And the people, it's just, it's nice when you're busy and, you know, the day goes so quick. And that's what I love. The day is just so good.
Yeah, great. Well, this is, it's this time now where we're seeing some great movies for the family to go and see. And you know what? It's hard to pick one, so you can go and try and see them all. There's movies like Grand Prix Europe, which we're going to do tomorrow. We've got a Flickster joining us tomorrow morning to talk about that. The Pout Pout Fish, SpongeBob, Wicked for Good, still going, Zootopia 2 as well, if you haven't seen that yet. So just a few of the movies that we'll talk about a bit later on, we'll run through. Also still to come on today's episode, Mr. Lee, we'll do some top fives. We'll see what's number one at the box office. I wonder whether Avatar's still there because, yeah, that has been huge, absolutely huge.
Absolutely. Yeah, it has, hasn't it?
I'm sensing there could be some serious records about to be broken. So, yeah, we'll have a look at those soon. Grant hits the red carpet for the real news. I believe we have Around the Screens this week, which is it's back. Things are starting to return to normal again, which is great after the silly season. And we'll also take a look at what is opening next week.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
So the first one I'm going to talk about is 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple. Now, this movie is a horror. It's right up JT's alley. He will love it. It is directed by Nino DaCosta and written by Alex Garland. Now, this was shot back-to-back with the other one called 28 Years Later. It came out last year. I think it's a good thing to do that because everyone is basically the same. And that's what they did for Wicked and Wicked for Good. They shot them both at the same time. When they've got all the people there, they've got all the equipment, it's a good thing to do, don't you think?
Yeah, and it's cheaper too. And in quick succession, there's so many franchises these days, movie franchises, that space their films out 10 years in some instances. I guess, well, you look at Devil Wears Prada too, that's coming out very, very soon. That's an example of a movie that's been well and truly long drawn out.
Yeah, is it 13 years or something? 2009 or something, I think the first one came out.
Very long time.
It is a long time.
Yep.
And even, you remember Top Gun Maverick, you know, that was 30 odd years.
So yeah. Final Destination, Bloodlines, another one.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah. Yeah, Star Wars. Yeah, anyway, we could keep going on and on.
Let's just listen to the trailer. Here it is.
This is a memorial to the dead.
So, is this all you're doing?
It is.
Are you Old Nick?
Old Nick? You mean Satan?
Yes. Old Nick released his demons unto the world of man. And the world of man fell before the demons.
I remember details, events and people. The world had an order.
What's your name?
Spike.
No. I think your name is Jimmy.
The foundations. They seemed unshakable. When the infected attack, what do they see? I believe the infection can be treated. And now, a leap into the unknown.
You're right there, Mr. Lee. You see a ghost. Yeah. That is 28 years later, the Bone Temple. You certainly won't be going to see that. I know that for sure.
Can I ask you a question? Ralph Fiennes, he's got that voice. It's horrifying, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But he plays the character so well.
Yeah. And it's same as Jeremy Irons. Remember when he played Scar in Lion King? You know, his voice suited that. I have to say, Ralph's voice suits that. It's just terrifying listening to his voice talk like that.
Yeah.
And he can do dramas and rom-coms and all that sort of thing, but horror, holy dooly.
Yeah, lots of jump scares in this one. So that is 28 years later, The Bone Temple, and that is out today.
Yes. Now, another one that's out. Now, did you ever study Hamlet when you were at school years ago?
To be or not to be? That is the question.
Yes, that is the question. Mm. Well, this is about Hamnet, which is actually William Shakespeare's son, who unfortunately passed away, and that's how they actually wrote the play of Hamlet. But it's all about it is a fictional. It's not true, but yeah. But it's all about Agnes Hathaway and William Shakespeare, about their marriage and what they had to do to get past the tragic death of their 11-year-old son. It stars Paul Mescal and Jesse Buckley, and it's also got Emily Watson in it as well from Harry Potter.
Isn't that Emma Watson?
Oh, it is too. Hey, I'm sick. Okay? I'm not 100%.
If you say so.
It is Emma. I read that as Emily, and I said Emily, but I still took it as Emma. There you go.
No, they're two different people, Mr. Lee. But you know what? I do want to point out something here. I was thinking to myself, maybe you had made a typo when I read Hamnet. So
yes. Yeah. Oh, don't worry. I thought people, when they were asking if we were getting Hamnet, I'm going, yeah, we're getting Hamlet. And they're going, no, Hamnet.
Hamnet.
And
I went, yeah.
What?
It's one to get used to. Let's have a listen to Hamnet.
Is it true? You know everything about a person by touching them here?
Not everything. He's got more inside of him than any man I've ever met.
Who are you looking for?
William Shakespeare.
I have no talent for waiting.
The women in my family see things.
What do you see?
I see sea landscape. Oceans.
You're having twins, my girl.
Undiscovered countries. What do you wish to do, Hamlet?
I shall be one of father's players.
Will you be brave?
Yes.
Will you be brave?
Brave! When shall we three meet again?
Our children's hearts beat. Never forget for a moment.
Mama.
They may be gone.
Mama.
My boy.
He lives not. You should go to London. That place in your head is now more real to you than anywhere else.
I am myself indifferent.
I am myself indifferent on it. Again.
Do you not wonder what is in it?
In what?
The play.
What shall I do?
Keep your heart open. Look.
To die. To sleep. Perchance to dream.
What do you see?
Bye.
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 Oh, I'm just feeling the romance in this one, Mr. Lee, aren't you?
Yeah.
William Shakespeare. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Wouldn't it have been nice to be around back then? You know, just the way they talk to each other.
Yeah.
It
was all prim and proper, wasn't it?
It was very prim and proper, yeah. And I remember studying it in like year 12, and it was just, I just couldn't get my head around a lot of it. I did Macbeth as well. That is a real twisted freaking story, that is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And can I ask a silly question? Have we ever used it again since
we haven't. No. And I'm glad I haven't used it, because when I was doing my HSC, funny story, I was doing I had the paper, right, and the questions weren't making any sense. So I'm like, oh no, like, have I studied the wrong thing? So I went through and I had to make the whole thing up. And then it was like, they're like 5 minutes to go. And they're like, you know, so like with 5 minutes to go, I'm like, okay, well, I've made it all up here. We'll see how we go. Turn the page over, and there are all the questions.
Oh, no.
Oh. 5 minutes was not enough. Oh,
whoops.
Anyway.
Oh,
anyway.
That's not good.
It was a bad day. Oh.
And so what did we learn from that, kids? Look at both sides,
of the paper. Anyway, I digress. So that is Hamlet, it's Hamnet. And that's out today. So go and check that out, as well as these great movies.
Yeah, we've got Anaconda, Avatar Fire and Ash, David, The Coral, Five Nights at Freddy's 2, Grand Prix Europe, The Housemaid, Nuremberg, Song Sung Blue, The Pout Pout Fish, The SpongeBob Movie, Search for SquarePants, Wicked for Good, and Zootopia 2. Check your local cinema website or box office for what's screening.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard.
Top five. And I will point out to Mr. Lee, I am still scarred by that incident. So, this has brought back some bad memories. I shouldn't have done that.
It has. Yeah. Oh, jeez. I'm sorry we brought that up.
Mm. Damn Hamnet.
As in Hamnet. Yeah. And you know what? I really hate to say it, but in March we got Hamlet playing.
Oh, so no, you
we'll be coming in again.
No.
Yeah, we've got Hamlet on then, so the National Theatre live.
I'll be taking sick leave that day. mental health. Okay, let's do some top fives. This is me first up this week, and I'm going to Denmark. And yes. I don't mind this. This is okay. I can do Denmark. Quite a nice place. Number five is Bruce Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. Number four is Eternity. Number three is Greenland 2, Migration. Now, this is the one with, what's his name? Butler, isn't it?
Oh, Gerard.
Gerard Butler, yes, that's right. Yeah, isn't that the follow-up to Greenland, I think? Yeah.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
So, Zootopia 2 at number two, and number one for us. What? This has gone so badly wrong. Number one for Denmark is Avatar Fire and Ash.
Well, there you go. I'm going to have to find out more about Greenland 2 Migration.
Well, you are.
It sounds
well,
good.
You okay? Yeah. You do the fives, and I'll do some googling. All right.
Okay. Cool. That okay. sounds good. Right. Let's head off to Australia. Number five is Song Sung Blue. Number four is Anaconda. Number three is Zootopia 2. Number two is The Housemaid, and number one for Australia. Avatar, Fire and Ash.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Like
it is, isn't it? But it was like Zootopia when it first opened up. And wasn't it Avatar that knocked Zootopia 2 off the number one spot? I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
So, because it was up there for ages as number one. And now it looks like, I wonder what's going to beat Avatar.
Avatar, yeah. So are we looking at this going, because James Cameron's got about, what, three movies currently inside the top, what, 10 highest grossing of all time. Are we suggesting this is going to be another one that he's going to have in the top 10? That's ridiculous. I think so. That's just ridiculous. Yeah.
It is, isn't it? It is just incredible. Like, his mind that he sees things is just, because he is in the billion-dollar club now for directors, so.
Okay, so look at this, right? So some of the highest grossing films, number one, Avatar, number two, Avengers, Endgame, number three, Avatar, The Way of Water. So Avatar, Fire and Ash will be in there pretty soon, you'd have to imagine. There it is. So sitting at number 29 at the moment, but that will climb.
Ah, that'll climb still.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to keep going. Mm. It will get up there. Crazy because it's a multi-billion dollar franchise, I'm sure it will be by the end, because they've got another two slated to come out, so it will be a couple of billion dollar franchise.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
So the Golden Globes has just happened as we talk, and one battle after another, and Hemnet have dominated the wins of the award show, which is great news. Timothée Chalamet, he took out his first Golden Globe for Marty Supreme that opens up very shortly here in Oz, which is really good news. Now, the thing that I do want to bring up is the Rose Byrne acceptance speech that she made. It was hilarious. So her husband is Bobby Cannavale. He couldn't be there. She took her brother, which was really nice. But in her speech, she said that thanks to Paramount Plus, because her parents had to buy that to see the Golden Globes. And she was saying that her husband had gone to a reptile expo to learn on how to look after reptiles, which is hilarious. Like, the way she actually put it out was so funny. I just laughed. It was good.
You love those moments. Like, and one of the ones that will always stand out for me was at the Oscars, Will Smith, that situation with Chris Rock. Oh, yes. My God, that was great. That was just, let's be honest, it was good.
And you know, the other one for me for the Oscars was, it's Moonlight that won it.
Oh, yes. Oh, how bad was that?
Remember that? Yeah, when they had the mix-up of who won the best picture.
Jeez, talk about getting PTSD. You'd be like, somebody lost their job that day. That's all I can say.
You would hope. Now, talking of Oscars, nominations of course is happening, but they actually close this week towards the end of the week, and then the noms are going to be announced on January 23, which is American Day, so it'll be the next day for us, and it's already looking like One Battle and Hemnet are going to have a showdown. See, because remember when we had Oppenheimer and Barbie? I think they're going to have, so I wonder what they'll come up with. One Battle after another and Hemnet, I wonder what they'll come up as a name.
On March 13, it will be JTV Grant Lee in the ring to see who takes out the Oscars title this year for most wins. Yeah, well, you got to claw back, Mr. Lee. Got to claw back, you know. At the moment, you're in the loser's circle, so we need to bring you back, okay? March 13, do your research. Yeah. Be ready
I will be.
All right, you done now? You going to sign off?
And that's it for my real news. Thank you.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Well, finally, it's taken six months, but finally we've got something in the calendar. That. I mean, geez, this segment has just, and you know what? This is always one of my favourite segments, and I look forward to every week to hear about what Met Opera's on, or you know, when Andre Rieu's coming back to sing us some Christmas music, and there's been nothing going on, nothing.
No. Well, I'm excited to say there is something. So Tamworth Wagga and Orange on January 30 to Feb 1, Iron Lung will be playing. Now, this is a YouTuber guy who has made gaming. He's a gamer and he's made a movie of the Iron Lung. I actually have no idea about gaming at all myself. I know Tamworth has tickets on sale now for it. Wagga and Orange will be putting them on sale soon. So Iron Lung, we've had a lot of inquiries in all three sites for it, so I'm happy to say it will be here then. And then on February 1 also, we've got the National Theatre Live's The Fifth Step will be playing. We've got Jack Lowden from Slow Horses and Dunkirk. He will be in it, as well as Martin Freeman, who was in The Hobbit and also in Black Panther.
Mm. There you
He's
go.
He's a good actor. I like him.
Great. Well, I look forward to that.
Yeah. That'll be on February 1.
Okay. Before then, opening up next week is a new movie called Mercy. This is a sci-fi movie, Miss Lee.
Yeah, sci-fi thriller. And it stars Chris Pratt, who I think is a great actor. And it's all about a detective who stands trial accused of murdering his wife.
Oh, juicy.
Yeah, very juicy. Also, we've got Marty Supreme opening up next week, which is the drama. And we just spoke that Timothy, whatever his last name is, won the award for the Golden Globe. Gwyneth Paltrow's in it as well. And so, yeah, that will be out next week. And it is a comedy drama and it's directed by Josh Safdie.
Oh, that's good. I look forward to that. So that is what's coming up next week. Mr. Lee, for us, we're done.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That went very quick, didn't it?
Like that. This happens every time we're together. It just goes so fast. And then we get to the end of it and you just can't wait to leave. Like, yeah, after the show, like, I would think that you want to sit, you know, you hang around and have a nice drink before getting on with your day, but no, you just pissed off. Like, yeah, that's, you know.
Because I've got things to do. I'm busy, busy.
Or taking Zeus for a walk. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, well, I do. He likes his walks as much as I do. But how about I stay for a coffee today?
Okay. That sounds nice. Yeah. Well,
and I know you don't drink coffee, but I'll have a coffee anyway.
No, I'm having a frappe today. So,
frappe. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So frappe today. Usually it's frappe Friday, but we'll do it on a Thursday. Okay. I'll do it for you. Have a wonderful
Thursday.
That's exactly right. Have a great day. And tomorrow we are back tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Another episode drops, our Flickster, when we catch up with a reviewer going off to see the Grand Prix Europe movie, the animation
movie. I can't wait to find out who it is and what they thought of it.
It's going to be great. Looking forward to it. Yeah.
Should be good.
We're going to go. I think that's it.
Thank you.
We're going to have a coffee. Oh, well, you have a coffee. I'll have the frappe. And
yeah. Thank you.
And we'll good catch you. Likewise, always, Mr. Lee. And we'll catch you again tomorrow morning. Bye.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime.
Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au.
Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.